Welcome to Daf Yerushalmi. We're holding an oral Daf Lamed Daled in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. When the middle of a Sugah of Yisra and Noah, the Gemara and the previous Daf brought the Shito from Ravo B'Shem Belozer that whatever it says not to eat, it means also you're not allowed to enjoy it unless the Torah says specifically you're allowed to. So as the Gemara now, we're starting seven lines from the top. Rabbi Ravo B'Shem Abirchon, Ravo said the name of Abirchon. He's putting some cream on a mako. He's put like a bandage on the mako with cream, and it's made out of the shor nisko, ox that's being killed, that's being stoned, and chometz orvel of a pesach. You're not allowed to enjoy it. In both cases, you're not allowed to enjoy it. Someone who uses these to create this bandage. So ain't no loikish, ain't loisa says shaloi mechuvar. He doesn't get malchus because the loisa says not clear. It doesn't say clearly you're not allowed to enjoy it. We learn from a drasha you're not allowed to enjoy it, but it's not clearly written that it's asur b'ano. But mikilei akerim. But if someone goes and enjoys the kilaim, loike, then he do get malchus. Tamar v'chanino ben tikdash ben tu kadesh, as if it's written mifarish. It says ben tikdash should be kadesh. And you dash a pen to kadesh, you need to burn it, not enjoy it. And it says the word pen. Pen tells you a lav, so from here you learn a lav. Meaning there is malchus for it. Regarding orlo, we're not so sure. Why? It says not to enjoy it with an iser ese. Because we learned orlo tem or la soy arilim. From there you learn not to enjoy it. Not to eat it, there's a loisa se, but only to eat it. It doesn't say loisa said not to enjoy it. Says the Gemara, "Masli so pligal Rabbi Yochanan." We have a brayse against Rabbi Yochanan. What's the brayse? Masha shenema sokol yisokol ashor. It says you have to go and stone the shore. Chayner yodim shebesori also bachil. Don't we know you're not allowed to eat it? Umatomud loyma lo yochel is besori. It says don't eat the meat. Of course you don't. If you stone, you can't eat it. Lo yadiach shekshem shu asur bachilu kachu asur banar. The same way it's asur bachilu. It's also b'ano, meaning the words le'ochel is b'sar, it teaches you the isur hano. It's a laugh. Not like a b'yuchan, it says you don't get malchus in it. So go on, my Ovid lo b'yuchan. Oh, b'yuchan will do with this. Why it says not to eat it? Of course, if it was stone, you don't eat it. Posaloi b'shekidmo ha'baylin v'shechtu, and here the Gersa of Chaim is, mishin nigmar dinoi. Meaning this axe was a nigmar din to kill it. But they didn't kill it yet. Came the owner and checked it. So here, I'm not sure, can you eat it or not? It says, lo yochel b'sar. It says not to eat it. So it doesn't mean not to enjoy it, it means not to eat it. What's the chiddush? If it was stone, of course you can't eat it. Because whatever mishchita happened before it was stoned. So says the Gemara, the Flamad al-Mubayis, Abzeir Aboy, Kamir Abavohu. It says, Abzeir in front of Abavohu, Hachat Omer Hachin, Hachat Omer Hachin. And the previous daf, Abavohu said, that whenever it says, lo yochel, not to eat, it means not to enjoy. But in this daf, we see Rabbi Vo saying, just quoting the previous Amud, that if it says achil, it doesn't mean I know, and only if it says clearly I know, you get malchus. Says the Gemara Amar Alei, Chadim Yishmei De Ablozer, Chadim Yishmei Rabbi Yochanan. Last daf, we spoke in the name of Rabbi Ablozer. The Ablozer holds, Isur Achil includes Isur Ano. Here it talks, Kurt Rabbi Yochanan. Kurt Rabbi Yochanan, Isur Achil does not include Isur Ano. And Rabbi Chaim brings the Gemara on the Bavli, it tells us, there really is no machlekes. At the end of the day, they agree in all the cases, because according to Rabbi Lazar, when it says lo yisoychal, it means not to enjoy. Except when it says clearly not to. And we have a whole list that we learned in the previous daf. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, lo yisoychal doesn't mean not to enjoy. So there's no real machlokes lemais between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar. But concludes Rabbi Chaim, according to what we learned in the Yerushalmi, there is one nafkamin. According to Rabbi Lazar, when someone enjoys the yisoych in a place we're not allowed to enjoy, it gets malchus. In their case, you don't get malchus, like Shor and Iskol, because it's not so clear the Isser. So then we're abundant in the Kisra of Ob Shabirchon, Kolmoko Shenemar, Loy Soicha, Loy Soichlu, and Atoifis Isser no Kisra Achil. They also say, like the name of Shabirchon, Achilo does not include Ano. Being Avshabakol, what's the source of all that? The Pazuk says, Kol Chata Sheyobu Midama Lorin Moit. Chata is supposed to be outside, that came inside, the Chaber Bakoidish. If you don't eat it, you have to burn it. So the Torah tells you, not only can't eat it, you can't enjoy it either. So you see from here, the lo yisoychal alone doesn't tell you can't enjoy it. You need to have a special pasuk to tell you can't enjoy it. See what Tani Chizkiyom is saying to Rabbi Yochanan. We have a brayse like a biyuchadim. Masha shenemar kol chilev shor v'kesef ez lo yisoichlu. It says not to eat fat. Leizid dobe neemar v'chilev nevelu v'chilev treifu yosa l'chol melocho. The Torah is telling you that these fats, you can't eat it, only to use it for melocho. What is the chiddush over here? Balodiecho afilu melechas agavar. They tell you can use the chilev even for kotchim. So you see clearly from here, the lo yisoichlu doesn't mean isra no, because if not, you have a very clear pasuk. Torah tells you the chaylev you not allowed to eat, means you're not allowed to enjoy. Then the Torah says chel neveilo, you could do all melacha, it's a chiddush, you could enjoy it. So of course you need the pasuk. So you see from here that lo yisoichlu does not include isra no. Says the Gemara Yomash Shneimar Kadam lo yisoichlu. It says don't eat the blood. Leizad davar neimar lo yisoichlu kabayim. I have to tell me you throw on the ground like water. Well, the Chiddush should tell you not that you allowed to enjoy it. We know that on our own. But it's coming to tell you that the same way water causes hechsher, that when it touches a fruit, it makes it kosher l'kabel tomo, also blood is machsher. So if I told you to give it to a ger, of course you could enjoy it. It's going to tell you that you could give an avail to a ger. Which ger? Not a ger tzedek, a ger toishav. Goy who accepted not to do avodah zarah and lives in Eretz Yisrael. You could give him an avail. It's going to teach you this limud, you could give it to him to eat. It says not to eat treifel. Which you mentioned previous daf, from here you see you can enjoy it. Masha, that without it you couldn't enjoy it. But we hold, according to this braiso, the lo yisoichlu does not include Yisrael, no. You could give a dog a treifel, but chulin that was shechted in the hazor by mistake, that is asur banon, you can't give it to a dog. So the Gemara now concluded with many of the pesukim that you mentioned the previous daf, that according to the mandama there, they learned that every time it says isur achilo includes isur ano, unless you have a specific pasuk that tells you otherwise. The Gemara here goes according to the second man, according to Rabbi Yochanan and the Odes, that Yisro Achil does not include Yisro Ano. So the Gemara goes to the Pesuk to explain to you why I have to tell me to is Mutar Bano if I already know that on my own. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Orlo Daf Lamed Daled.